Hey, Roy, my name is Will. You left a note on front of my house this morning saying that you had done some damage to my car. I just want to talk to you, see what's going on. My direct phone number is area code 30. Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.
Hello.
This is Will.
Hello, Will. It's Roy. I left a note on your about your car.
Yeah. Hi, how are you?
Oh, not too bad.
What car were you referring to?
I don't know. It was kind of... I don't know. I forget, actually. I know it was the car I left it on, though. It was, like, on the roof. The roof kind of caved in a little bit because I was standing on top of it.
The roof? Why were you standing on top of the car?
I was standing on top of it while I talked to some people.
Okay.
And, my weight just kind of caved it in a bit.
Was it a four-door car, an SUV or something? Do you recall?
It was a smaller car. I don't think it was an SUV, because I wouldn't be able to climb on the roof of an SUV, I don't think.
Right. Okay, but and you left a note on the car?
I thought I did, didn't I? It was a crazy night. Morning, I guess. I don't really recall.
I have an SUV, and the note was not found on my car, but rather...
on the house.
Did you put it there?
It's possible. On the front door,
on my entry gate.
Yeah.
Yeah, and my entry gate.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds right.
But I have an SUV.
Maybe it was. Is it a smaller SUV?
It's a white SUV, a RAV4.
Yeah, it was definitely light colored. Yeah, I guess it was an SUV, but the roof couldn't hold my weight. I mean, I weigh 250. So it just.
What were you doing up there? I'm trying to understand.
I was giving an inspirational speech to a crowd of people.
Okay. When? In the middle of the night?
Oh, it was very early in the morning. It wasn't even light out yet.
And I'm going to the car right now. Take a look at it.
Yeah, I'm really sorry about this. I don't know. I didn't expect the roof to cave in like that. It may have popped back out, you know? Like, maybe...
Right.
Maybe just popped back up. So everything's fine, then.
I mean, yeah, I don't see anything, man.
Oh, well, that's great,
I mean,
then.
I'm standing on the roof right now. I mean, I'm standing on the roof, I think.
And you're standing on the roof? I mean, you got to be careful.
Not standing on the roof. I mean, I climbed on the tire to look clear shot of the roof.
Oh, okay, good. Yeah, okay. Because, it caves in really easily, I've noticed.
I'm sure it would.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't stand on my car, bro. What's going on?
Well, I needed to talk to these people. I was giving a speech.
In front of my house.
Yeah.
On Victory Boulevard.
Yeah, yeah, maybe 5 or 6 a.m. I don't know. It's still dark out.
What were they doing? Climbing the hill?
Oh, no. It's hard to explain. But, you know, I just needed to give an inspirational speech. And... I had to stand on your car.
How many people were you talking to?
Oh, there was I don't know, I'd say 20 or 30 people, probably.
And why didn't you stand on your car?
I don't have a car.
Were these athletes? I'm so confused.
Athletes?
I mean, I've seen groups of people climbing up, I mean...
They climbed the hill?
Where did you do this?
It was right out in front. Like, you know, the car was just parked out in front. I was standing on top of it.
Victory Boulevard? Is that what you're talking about?
Right on Victory. Yeah, it's definitely... I'm sure I have the right car, because I wouldn't leave the note on someone else's house.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. I won't stand on your car again. I didn't think you'd mind, but then I didn't expect the car to cave in like
right.
that.
Okay. Do you do this often in front of my house?
Oh, no. It's just wherever I'm needed. You know, and it just happened to be there.
Okay. I think you're fine.
Okay, thank God. All right.
Okay.
Yeah, just let me know if there's any damage. Just give me a call back.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Very good.
All right. All right. Okay.
You talking to me?
Yeah, hang up the fucking phone. We're done. Hang it up.